Thanks for being here today. And this week on God Is, we're grappling with what God means when he says repent. We are not concerned about how any one particular person defines this. You do not even want to know how I define it, as if you're going to sit here and listen to my opinions. No, what you want is God's take on repentance. Now, of course, at this time, I am the messenger, but all I am doing is taking you to the Old Testament first. We'll get to the New Testament soon enough so that we can read about how the Lord shapes this word into action in each one of our lives. We know God wants us to be repentant because this is the same message both John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ have in Matthew's Gospel chapters 3 and 4. But before we repent, we have to know what it means to repent biblically, and so coming into the middle of the week, we press on and deepen our understanding of the act of repentance. And repentance is an action we take. It is something we do. As I told you last time, in Hebrew, there are two key words for repent that we need to learn. Do you remember the first one? It is nacham, and it means to have sorrow, to be sorrowful, grieved and regretful. The word has deep feeling, emotion, and expression. It means to breathe deeply and to sigh in sorrow and in grief. Repentance is an expression of the emotions. Repentance touches the whole person, our emotions, our minds, and our wills. And this word reflects the emotional component of repentance, as does the second Hebrew word, and that is the one I want to introduce you to on today's broadcast and podcast. It is the word shuv, and this means to turn. It means to turn from evil and to return to God. And this is the most common Hebrew word in the Bible for repentance. This is a great word to talk about because we immediately have a clear mental image of what this word means. Let us pretend that you were looking at me right now, standing in a room with a wall behind me. That represents God. And you are in front of me. I'm looking right at you. And let's pretend that I want to sin, and the sin that entices me is seated right next to you. I am not saying that you are my sin, or that you are necessarily evil. This is just an illustration. So as a sinner, I begin to make my way towards my sin. I'm moving swiftly now in your direction, but then I suddenly repent of my sin, and as you watch, I dig my feet in tight to the ground. My heels turn from my sin, from that evil, and you watch as I begin running in the opposite direction. My whole body is now turned completely away from you. I sprint towards the wall, and to whom am I now running? I run to God. So I turn from evil and return to God. This is how to think of the Hebrew word for repentance. This word creates a vivid picture in our minds. Now I want you to either pick up your Bible with me or go to the God Is Facebook page and look up these references tonight and or to write to me for them. On Facebook, it is God Is W-E-Z-E. God Is W-E-Z-E, or write for them, because I want us to find this word in the Old Testament and start in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 35. This is a part of King Solomon's prayer, dedicating the temple to God and pleading with the Israelites to rededicate themselves to God's service. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, and they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from their sin when you afflict them. Again, for note takers, that is 1 Kings 8:35. And the word turn, and turn from their sin. This is the word shuv, and it means to turn back to God. And then follow along with me to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, you'll go forward in your Bible to the right, 11 books, and then turn right to the very end of Isaiah, which is 66 chapters in length. And when you get to Isaiah 59, you have got to read it. I'm telling you, this is a remarkable chapter because while we must properly understand its context as being written for the Jews, there is direct application to us. Is there ever? And what happens here is that the sin of the people of God is recounted. Just listen to how the chapter begins. This is Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 1. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear." Wow. It is the same with us. It is the same with our nation. Sin is serious because sin separates us from God. There it is in black type. Read it. "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God." And again, within the same verse, "Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." Holy God cannot in any way be associated with sin. The only prayer God hears is the prayer that confesses, "I am a sinner. This is my sin. Please forgive me of my sin, O God." Once that sincere prayer is given and Christ has forgiven you of your sin, then you can pray beyond that effectively, not before. However, after verse of specific sins are mentioned, after they are recounted, God gives the profound promise of the Messiah. Hear now Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20. "A redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, declares the Lord." And the redeemer, capitalized in the text, is Jesus. And all of the Israelites, the Jews who have been faithful to the Lord God, he will redeem. No wonder the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 11, verse 26, quote, "And so all Israel will be saved, just as it is written." And right there in Isaiah 59, verse 20, is our Hebrew word for repentance, turn, those who turn from transgression. Transgression is another word for sin. So those who turn from sin and return to God, who move from evil and return to God, will be saved. Shuv. It means to turn from evil and to return to God. For the Hebrews, repentance means to turn from evil and to return to God. This is how God defines repentance. So we have looked at two texts thus far as we consider our Hebrew word for repentance. And let's go now to a third example in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 13. To get to Daniel, keep on a flipping many pages to the right. You'll move over three books this time, passing Jeremiah, Lamentations, and Ezekiel, and come to Daniel at chapter 9. Here Daniel, as he so often does, is praying for his people, and in verse 13 he says, "As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come on us. Yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our iniquity and giving attention to your truth." That is Daniel 9:13, and I highly recommend you read the entire chapter. Again, this applies directly to us and the church in which we belong and the society in which we live. Daniel 9 is very, very convicting. And sure enough, Daniel prays by turning from our iniquity. The Hebrew word used for turning means repentance. And so I trust you see that to repent is not only a New Testament command. My prayer is also that you're getting a real sense now for when we repent, we turn from evil and we return to God. And we take this action in our emotions, where our affections lie. And did you know that you and I are so sinful that we make plans within our emotions? Our feelings, our planners? Oh, yes. Let me show you what I mean from the Bible as I again identify this Hebrew word for repentance in the text. Turn back with me now, going backwards in the Bible to Jeremiah. We were in Isaiah earlier, and now we're going to read in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 11 through 12. I am reading Jeremiah 18, verses 11 through 12. "So now then, speak to the men of Judah and against the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I am fashioning calamity against you and devising a plan against you. O Turn back, each of you, from his evil way, and reform your ways and your deeds. But they will say, it's hopeless, for we are going to follow our own plans, and each of us will act according to the stubbornness of his evil heart. That is Jeremiah 18, verses 11 through 12. This is really remarkable, isn't it? In these verses, God reveals just how sinful we are. God says, and here is that Hebrew word, shuv, turn back, each of you, from his evil way, and reform your ways and your deeds. This is an invitation from God, and yet he knows we are going to say that we want to follow our own plans. We have made plans to sin, and we intend to stick to our plan. He continues that we will act according to the stubbornness of our evil hearts. Notice the word hearts. That is where our emotions lie, in the heart. And it is here that we cling stubbornly to evil. We follow diligently the blueprint for sin that we've come up with. Yes, our feelings are planners. Within our emotions, we plan evil, again, according to the living God. And from this, we need to turn and return to God. We must repent. Well, I soon need to go, unfortunately, but we'll carry this over into tomorrow, so please be here for that, or get the God Is podcast. And you might say, Mark, so much scripture and all this talk of sin and repentance. Ugh. Can't you be more positive? Again, I am the messenger, but this is God's message, and I will be applying it to my own life today, believe me. I need to hear this as much as you do. All of us need to hear Holy God and take seriously what he says. We need to receive his word, believe his word, and act on his word. So check out these scriptures for yourself. I've listed them on God Is WEZE Facebook, or write to me for them. Read over your notes from today. Think about what has been said. And let's get together tomorrow for God Is.